Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
We're back, baby. It's the Charity Stripe at your free throws because they have free, or should I say Stripe Sports. The rebrand is officially upon us. Logo looks cool. Gentlemen, welcome. After many years, we are officially, many discussions, we are officially Stripe Sports. And it feels good. It feels slick. It feels clean.
It'll be official this week. I feel like we still need to make some changes to the URLs and the downstairs logo.
Yeah. It's a slow roll.
It's a slow roll out the Instagram handles, but we'll get there.
So that's how we do. I think people are going to miss our busy logo, but I've heard a couple of remarks about they're excited that it's a lot cleaner and more legible, I should say.
I heard more PC too.
Yeah. which is good because a lot of the content we've been putting out has been a less PC. So it's a good like fix and happy medium. This is our favorite time of year because we always throw a great March Madness bracket. We're partnering with Splash Sports. If you haven't received an invitation from us, we'll send it out or go DM us about it to receive the invitation to join our bracket pool. It's going to be a fantastic one this year. A lot of money hopefully flowing through this thing. So that should be pretty damn exciting. Bracket, gentlemen. Let's break it down. We're going to go region by region. I think we did pretty decent last year. If it wasn't for our Texas Longhorns dropping the ball in the second half against Miami, we would have been in excellent shape in the bracket. I think we were pretty on top of UConn being good in that one. Obviously, they're the number one overall this year, edging out Houston, who lost the Big 12 championship. They got smashed by Iowa State, who's the number two in that region. Purdue, who's another number one seed and lost their tourney. And UNC, another one seed, also lost their tourney championship to NC State, who stole a bid and snuck in there as an 11th seed. More on them to come. Feels wide open this year, except for UConn being the overwhelming favorite. 87% of the bets so far are on them to win the whole damn thing, which is pretty damn crazy. But looking at these matchups, a lot of fun ones, especially early in the 12-5 matchups, the 13-4 matchups. So let's get into it. Without further ado, we're going to jump on in region by region. I believe this is the East region we are starting with UConn. I'm going to put it up right here. Let's get it up for those viewing. Ba-boom.
Get it up. Brought to you by Blue Chew.
Get it. Is that what Blue Chew is?
They do a variety of things. I think that's like what they're known for, but also like, you know, making the performance better.
Mm-hmm. I think they do hair regrowth too. I think it's just general like
hymns.
Yeah, pretty much. If you don't have enough testosterone, Blue Chew's probably your guys or your girls.
It's just an absolute for the boys type situation.
For the men.
For the men.
Yeah, definitely not for the boys.
Thank you guys for the clarification. All right, let's start up in the East region. The number one overall seed, like we said, the UConn Huskies, the defending champs, looking to go back to back. They tip off against the Stetson Bennets. I think we're all pretty much in agreement that UConn snags this one.
Yeah.
Cool. I mean, can we give a little bit of just information about Stetson? Because I feel like the people at home probably don't know who they are. I certainly didn't know who they were. They're the 16 seed, obviously. Stetson University in DeLand, Florida. They have a pretty cool mascot, though. A mascot that the three of us can really get behind. They're the Hatters, which Hatters.
Stetson's a hat, right?
I don't know if that's the reason behind it. I think it's just Stetson University, and they just happen to be the Hatters, like the Mad Hatters or like the Hatters?
Just the Hatters.
I think that's one we could definitely get behind. So we'll be pulling for Stetson, but we're ultimately going with UConn in this one. And the 8-9 matchup, we have FAU versus Northwestern. People are a little upset that FAU got into this one, but they went really far last year. John L. Davis, their leading scorer, back once again. One of the guys that propelled them to a Final Four run as a 9 seed last year. This year, they're the 8th seed against Northwestern Wildcats. In another life, my alma mater. What do you guys like in this one?
I like Northwestern because I really like Boo Booey. I think he's a great player that if he can take over, they can make a decent run. But I mean, when it comes to playing UConn, I don't know how far of a run they can make, but I think they get past FAU.
Toss.
Yeah, I mean, this FAU team's really good. I to be honest, if neither one of these teams weren't playing UConn in the second matchup, I'd actually like them to make kind of a deep run here, but I do think UConn is the best team in the tournament. Doesn't mean they can't lose, but that's how I feel about their roster. This FAU team is one to be dangerous from a basketball standpoint. So I'll go with FAU, but I do like Nick's pick too. I think Northwestern is a really solid squad. I like both these teams.
Yeah, I like Boo Booey a lot. I think I'm going with FAU's experience and what they did last year. But at the end of the day, they just run into the buzzsaw in the second round. So 2-3. Ryan Dirud, I sent out a mass email. Like, normally I don't announce text on the show. It just popped up on my computer. Dirud, friend of the show, friend of the podcast game, he hit me up because I sent out that mass email for everyone for our bracket. He goes, whoa, Stripe Sports, new venture? Question mark. I'll explain it to him later, the rebrand. Glad to see Dirud's excited. All right, let's go FAU right there. In a 2-3, though, split decision. UConn FAU will meet in the second round. Nikki Snacks is, I guess, second team. San Diego State takes on UAB back in the tourney since, I guess, Nam. What say you guys in this 5-12 matchup?
Was Nam the actual year they're in tourney?
No, I don't know. I just threw that out there because I think their sports program is like bizarre. I feel like it dissolved for a while. Now it's back. Who knows?
Yeah. We keep riding the San Diego State wave. I mean, they were in the final last year. They had, I would say, kind of a disappointing season. They didn't win their conference and they definitely struggled throughout the season. But ultimately, this team is built on defense. They're built to make runs and they pretty much kept intact the entire team they had last season for the most part. So I like them to also advance here.
Couldn't say it better. I second that.
I'll third it. If the UAB Blazers basketball team was coached by their head football coach, I might feel differently if Trent Dilfer was the guy who was calling the shots. But yeah, the Aztecs are going to win this game.
Nice. Auburn, winner of the SEC championship, our conference next year is Texas Longhorns. They take on what people are saying is the smartest team in the tournament. I hate that analysis. It's so stupid. But Auburn takes on Yale, the winners of the Ivy League tourney, the auto bid there for the Yale team. Auburn Tigers 4-13. I'll start this one off. I think Broom is a beast. Johnny Broom on Auburn. He's an absolute monster. I think Bruce Pearl is another guy who's built for the tournament, very experienced, keen on making runs. I do not think Auburn sweats this matchup at all. I think they pipe Yale.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's not much analysis for me on this one right here. I mean, I'm not going to have the Ivy League schools make a run like they have been in the past. I think this is the year that does not happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yale won the Ivy League against Brown, who upset the Princeton Tigers. The Princeton Tigers were, in my opinion, I watched a little bit of Ivy League basketball this year, the best team in that conference. They had the best player, maybe Harvard's guard, who's going to get picked potentially in the top in the first round in the NBA draft. But there's no way that the Bulldogs are going to win this game. Just absolutely no way. I will say one thing about Auburn. So KenPom Analytics, they began in 2002. Every national champion but one in the NCAA tournament, the men's tournament, has been top 25 in both offensive and defensive efficiency per KenPom Analytics. This year, eight teams are in that category. It's Arizona, Auburn, UConn, Creighton, Houston, Marquette, North Carolina, and Purdue. Tennessee and Duke are the next two teams that are closest to meeting that analytic grouping there. So Auburn, while they are a five seed, I would probably say out of the rest of the teams that I named, a four seed, they have the best value because the rest of those teams are all one or two seeds.
Except yeah.
Creighton to three. They might be
Creighton's a three. Creighton's a three. We're going to work through this region. And I'm honestly really pissed about it because I like UConn so much to win it all. Spoiler alert. But there are teams in this region, Iowa State, who I really love. They're so strong defensively, absolutely smashing Houston in our Big 12 finale as a Texas Longhorn Group Conference Championship Tournament. I like Illinois a lot. They're not great on defense, but they won the Big Ten. And Terrence Shannon Jr. is absolutely killing it as of late since he's been back. And even teams like BYU, who we're going to get to in a second. I mean, I know Duquesne's like a really fun team, but I thought BYU was really deep and really strong in their first season in the Big 12 this year. So I guess I'll kick us off. I personally, where's that thing at over here? I personally love BYU to get it done versus Duquesne.
I'm going to ride Duquesne here. They're really hot right now. You know, won their conference and closed the season out on a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 game win streak. You know, they play good ball, great defense. And I think BYU, you know, yes, it's our conference and it's one of the toughest conferences in all college basketball. But I think the 11 seed upset is something to really keep your eye out on. And this is one that's prime for that.
Toss, you're the deciding factor.
Yeah, we didn't say this before we started making our picks, but I think each one of us should be granted a veto where we make sure that our pick goes through. Is that fair? I think we've done that in past.
We've done, sure. We've each had one veto. That's fair.
Let's do it.
Okay. I wanted to clarify that before I picked the BYU Cougars, although I will mention, which would then push them ahead of Nick's pick for Duquesne. I will mention, though, that BYU, while they put up really good numbers in the Big 12. They were 23-10 overall in the year. They were 3-7 on the road. And for a lot of these teams, you know, March Madness, no game is a home game, really, right? Like if your crowd travels well, that can help and support, but no game is a true home game. So that bodes well in Nick's favor as well. Nick, do you want to use your super steel here, right, and push ahead Duquesne?
No, okay. I'll save it. Okay. You know, it's too bad Texas is not on the West in that bracket, because we would have made it feel like a home game if they were here.
Yeah.
In the crypto, they went to, we're also playing down at Pepperdine as well. We would have been there with a bunch of Texas Longhorns and would have been a home game.
With the big hat, absolutely. The conference champions, Morehead State, the number 14 seed, takes on the Big Ten champions, Illinois, Fighting Illini. Toss looked a little happy there. I don't know, I'm going to let you kick it off. What are you thinking of this 3 versus 14 matchup?
As far as like heavy upset goes, I think my eyes are locked in on this one. There's not a lot of 1, 2, or 3 seeds that I think have the potential to get upset this year. I think those teams are all really, really strong. Again, I mentioned the 8 teams that are in top 25 offensive and defensive efficiency. Most of those teams fall within that category of a 1, 2, or 3 seed. This Illinois team does not. And that's why I kind of like that they could get upset against a team that's red hot right now. Won their conference title. So I will pick Morehead State to win this. You guys can veto me if you want. And I'm not going to use you guys can both pick Illinois if you want. I'm not going to use my veto here. I want to clarify that. But for the listeners at home, I love this as an upset game. What's one of my picks?
It's a strong one. I think upset picks, and this is going to tease one of mine later. And I'm wondering if you guys can guess it. If the team is so strong offensively but struggles defensively, they're primed for an upset in my pick. I think the best example was how good Kentucky was offensively the year they lost to St. Peter's. But because they weren't great defensively, it allowed St. Peter's to go on a run and outshoot them and outscore them. And when that's the case, teams are really susceptible to get upset early in games and early in the rounds. I will go Illinois here. I think their defensive stats are a bit skewed with Terrence Shannon Jr. being out for part of the season. I think when they're on, they're a really tough team to beat. And I think they would have beaten Purdue had Purdue gotten past Wisconsin in a game they should have won, which was super telling for me. And I think the Fighting Illini would have then maybe even been more of a favorite pick to at least, you know, make a shot at UConn. So I'm going to go Illinois on this one.
Down to me, huh?
Yeah.
Look, Illinois has suffered upsets in the past. It happened last year, right? And the year before that?
They had
a big first round exit.
They had a second round exit when they were the one seed a couple years back.
Okay, yeah.
Which was very disappointing. Yeah.
I don't think that happens. Morehead State early in the season, it was very early, got walloped by Purdue by 30 points. And Purdue beat Illinois twice this year. So I think just by that alone, that lets Illinois lock it in for me.
Okay. Mm.
I like it. Toss is eager for this to be the "I told you so" moment, though. I could feel it. Let's go to.
If I were that eager, I would have used my veto there.
That's true.
I think your Terrence Shannon point is well deserved and really important in this game. I will say that any of the teams like Morehead State from like the Ohio Valley Conference or conferences akin to that, when they play a guy like Zach Edey, it never looks good for them. I don't necessarily read too much into that, but in my opinion, we've got another nice little upset pick coming up here in this matchup between Washington State and Drake, who kind of swept the rug from underneath Indiana State, who a lot of people believe should be in the NCAA tournament and are not. But Drake won the conference tournament. They were the number two team in their conference going into that tournament. I'm going to pick Drake to upset the Washington State Cougars, who I think are not a great team. It's great that they got to the tournament here, but I think they're a little.
Miles Rice, I'm with you. Miles Rice is a great story. Yeah. For those who don't know, he missed a year due to cancer last year, came back as a freshman this year, and he led, you know, Wazoo in a really strong season, the final season of the Pac-12. But I am 100% with you. I have to jump on this one. First of all, I think Drake, when push comes to shove by tip, Drake might be favored. The DeVry boys, father and son, head coaching duo, that always bodes well in the tournament. I have to pick them to win at least one game. So I'm going the Drake Bulldogs. And look how cute that logo is.
Yep. I'm with you. Not going to use a veto on this one. I already like them anyway. You know, any year that Drake, the rapper, has a video comes out of him slinging his dick around, you got to pick the Drake Bulldogs to at least advance the second round.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal analysis, Nick. Let's go to Iowa State versus the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. I'm just going to say this flat out. I think I'm so upset that Iowa State's in the same bracket as UConn because they would have been a big pick for me to go to the Final Four. I love the Cyclones. Their guard play is fantastic, especially defensively. I think they're poised to make a really strong run to like the Sweet 16, even the Elite Eight come this tournament. I think they absolutely take care of business in the first round.
Yeah.
Send it.
Cool. Let's go back to the top right here. UConn, FAU. Who do you guys got?
UConn, that's easy. They're gonna. It's a bloodbath.
Yeah, I think they have too much size for FAU, and unfortunately, you know.
I think it's a more competitive game if Northwestern plays that game.
Probably. Size wise for sure. Talent wise, this team has at least four guys that will end up on NBA rosters. Maybe not next year, but just by the time that they exit college. So I'm not being swayed by the Owls against the Huskies.
I mean, they have like six guys deep that are absolute ballers on UConn. I mean, Klingon gets most of the love, as does Castle, because he's their big prospect picks. Right. Cam Spencer's fantastic. Tristan Newton had a triple-double a couple weeks ago. He averages 15, 7, and 6 in college, which is crazy. And Caravan is the guy that absolutely shot us out of the place when we played them earlier in the season, us being the Texas Longhorns. So easily going UConn here. I've already said that I'm riding them big time. This is a tough one. San Diego State, Auburn. I really love what they did in the SEC. They're a really strong defensive team, and so is San Diego State. And this is such a tough matchup for me. But I really love the Auburn Tigers and Bruce Pearl to at least get to the Sweet 16 in this one.
Yeah. I'll let Nick go next.
This is tough. Yeah.
It is tough. It's a tough game. I believe that San Diego State makes it to at least the Sweet 16 here. Experience is the biggest thing at the end of the day. All these guys, they've been there, and they just play good ball together.
Mm-hmm. Toss, decide it.
Yeah, and not to mention just a powerhouse matchup between two coaches, right? Dutcher versus Pearl is two of the greats in college basketball right now. I am going to give Bruce Pearl and the Auburn Tigers a stamp of approval. Again, I'm deferring to the statistics here, the KenPom rankings here. They're one of the eight teams. They're one of the eight teams. And if they're that lowest four seed, like that's the value pick in my mind from a betting standpoint of who you can take to win the title. And a team that I think presents a more challenging matchup for the UConn Tigers, or sorry, for the UConn Huskies than the aforementioned Aztecs from San Diego State. So that's part of the reason why I'm taking, which is never a good way of evaluating your brackets, but it's kind of just the way that I end up doing it. Sometimes I look ahead.
Yep.
Are you using your meetup? Okay. BYU versus the Fighting Illini. I'm going to kick it off. I still think because BYU has good firepower offensively, and I know they played a battle-tested Big 12, but they're not one of the elite defensive teams, I believe, off the top of my dome in the KenPom rankings toss. You can double-check me right there. I might be wrong. But I know the Illini are one of the strongest offensive teams. And again, I think Taron Shannon Jr. is out here to play, and I think he's here to prove that he's worthy of a top 15 pick in the NBA draft. So I think he at least gets them to the Sweet 16 in this one.
Yeah, I'll just throw out there that their adjusted defense, they're 92nd. Illinois is. They do have the top. So
it's bad. It's bad.
Which is why I like Morehead State against them. And I would be remiss if I didn't pick BYU to beat Illinois after picking Morehead State to beat Illinois. So I will take the Cougars.
Nick, deciding factor.
I mean, am I the deciding factor? You guys both took BYU, no?
No, I took Illinois.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I am also taking Illinois in this case, too.
Cool.
Toss, if Morehead State were to advance, though, in this game, would you have them beating BYU?
Probably not. I think the Cougars are a really good team.
I will say I had Duquesne. I would have had Duquesne beating Illinois.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Nikki Duquesne. Let's assuming Toss not taking his veto, let's go to Drake, Iowa State. I think for me, this is as fun as Drake is. I think this is the end of the road for them. I really think this Iowa State team is a buzzsaw defensively. Any pushback?
I think any year Drake gets caught with a video flinging his dick around, you got to at least put them in the Sweet 16.
Okay.
Here's my counter to that, which is a great, once again, excellent analysis, this is unrelated to the Iowa State basketball team, but something that I had mentioned to the two of you via text. Brock Purdy got to the Super Bowl, didn't win. Tyrese Haliburton gets to the in-season tournament championship against the Los Angeles Lakers, doesn't win. So maybe this is just the year of Iowa State being runners-up. And runners-up, in my opinion, in the NCAA tournament, at least means like you're getting to the Final Four. So I'm going to take Iowa State to win this game against Drake, and it's only for that reason, because I like the narrative.
Got it.
Nice. All right. Iowa State moves on. We got UConn Auburn. We've said a lot of peace and we've given our analysis, gents. Give me the pick, UConn or Auburn?
UConn.
Toss.
Huskies.
Boom. Huskies. Elite Eight once again. Fighting Illini, Iowa State. Give me the pick, fellas.
Iowa State.
Baby Bash. Cyclones. Let's go.
All right. Let's go to UConn, Iowa State. One versus two seed. A little chalk here. What do you guys have?
I have to honor what I just said about Iowa State getting to the Final Four. So I'm going to take Iowa State to upset UConn and make things really, really interesting in the Final Four. And by interesting, I mean depending on what the women's bracket looks like in the Final Four, slightly less interesting than what the women's Final Four is, which once again be exactly what happened last year.
Nick, talk to me. You said UConn?
Yep, UConn.
All right, Toss, do you want to use your veto or no?
I will not use my veto here.
Safe. Okay, so to break it down, we have UConn going to the Final Four.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.